Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. This is the Ash'ar of Arif Billah, Hazrat Abdas, Hazrat Ma'ana Shah Hakim Muhammad Akhtar Sahib Nawar Allahu Marqadahu. The title is Ya Subh Ya Madina, Ya Sham Ya Madina. Ya Subh Ya Madina, Ya Sham Ya Madina, Mubarak Tujhe Qiyam Ya Madina. Ya Subh Ya Madina, Ya Sham Ya Madina, Mubarak Tujhe Qiyam Madina. Bala Jam Kya Jam Mina Ya Lam Tera Kif Khusu Haram Ya Madina. Bala jaan kya jaan mina ya lam tera kaise khushbu haram ya madina. Madina ki galiyon mein har ek qadam par ho madinan ihtiram madina. Madina ki galiyon mein har ek qadam par ho madinan ihtiram madina. Madina, 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 bala nutfadita hina mi Madina. Madina, 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 bala nutfadita Madina. Ya Subh Ya Madina, Ya Sham Ya Madina, Mubarak Tujhe Qiyam Ya Madina. Nigahon mein sulta niyat hogi jo payega deene param Madina. Nigahon mein sulta niyat hogi jo payega deene param Madina. Sukoon jahan tum kya dhoondte ho, sukoon jahan naam Madina. Sukoon jahan tum kya dhoondte ho, sukoon jahan naam Madina. Ho azad akhtar ghami jo jahan se jo ho jaye dil se ghulam Madina. Ho azad akhtar ghami jo jahan se جو ہو جائے دل سے غلام مدینہ, یسمح مدینہ یہ شام مدینہ, مبارک تجھے یہ قیام مدینہ.
بسم اللہ الرحمن الرحیم, الحمد للہ وکفا وسلام علی عبادی الذین اصطفى, اما بعد. Beautiful bayan of our honorable Ilyas Dada Shaykh Adi Billah Rumi Zamana Tabrizi Waqt Hazrat Shah Hakim Muhammad Akhtar Sahib Nawarallahu Marqadahu. Hazrat is teaching us one very great and important aspect with regard to Iman, and that is a person's Iman cannot be complete and cannot be perfect until he has true love for our beloved Nabi Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. After all, we are existing through the sadqa of Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And once a person starts developing the love for Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, then only a person can attain the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we learn from Hazrat here that see the friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, what love they have got for Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that now everything that is attached to the beloved of Allah Rabbul Izzat, that has become beloved to a person. And Hazrat explains, Ya Subhan Madina, Ya Shamhi Madina, and that person who gets this great opportunity to be present in the precincts of Madina Sharif, then what an enjoyable occasion that is. You can't explain how beautiful the morning is, how beautiful the evening is. In other words, every moment of the presence in the company of Hazrat Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam is very mubarak, very blessed. Allah Ta'ala opened the doors for the entire ummah again, once again, that we can go and make ziyarat of our beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. It does not say, Ya Subh-e Madina, Ya Sham-e Madina, Mubarak tujhe ye Qiyam-e Madina. That all person who is in the precincts of Madina Sharif, and your object and purpose is to make ziyarat of your beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam and be in the sohbat of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam and gain the true love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then what can be said of your morning? What can be said of your evening? What can be said of your day? You are living in a day of splendor, that you are close to our beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and you are getting the special rahmat and the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then bala jaane kya jaam ilahi alam, then what can the rest of the world know what enjoyments you are in, where the people can think they be in any other beautiful place of the world, they cannot compare an iota to that second, to that minute that you are in Madina Sharif. That tera kaife khush khuram e Madina, that what enjoyment you are having, and the real enjoyment is the connection with Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Not just being present there, but the real connection. And Allah Ta'ala give me tawfiq, all of us, that we make tawbah, istighfar, that we did not make qadr of the presence of ziyarat of Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam. That today a person's heart bleeds, that if only I could be present in Madina Sharif in this moment. Hazrat Fazal mentions, Madina ki galiyon mein har ek kadam par ho madde nazar ihtiram e Madina. Hazrat is teaching us a very, very important aspect with regard to our deen, and that is adab in ihtiram. In other words, we have to respect everything that is connected to Allah Rabbul Izzat. Then how much more shouldn't we be respecting the beloved of Allah Rabbul Izzat, Hazrat Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and then all those things that are connected to Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam. That is a person who gets the opportunity to be present in the darbar of Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Then every moment, every footstep of his, it should be full of respect, full of honor, and full of dignity. He should know that, where am I? Shouldn't be in a state of unmindfulness, that now we still got time to look at the newspapers, still worthy to worry of the politics and still worthy to get involved in useless talks, etc. At that time, all the time, a person is conscious that I am in the precincts of my beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So the tongue is all the time moist with durood upon Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And when a person has got just love, then what can be said of the heart of that person? That Madina, 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 bara lutf deta hai naam ye Madina. That a person just hears the name of the beloved city of our beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and he goes in a state of ecstasy, he goes in a state of enjoyment. This is a sign of Iman that myself, all of us, we have to see. How much Iman have we got? That is with regard to our connection with Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam. How much am I reciting durood upon Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam? How much am I conscious that am I following the sunnahs of Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam? As Hazrat further explains us, when this reality comes into the heart of a person, nigaahon mein sultaniyat hej hogi, jo paayega dil mein payame Madina. That person who gets the true message of Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam in his heart, that is the Tawheed, the oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that my success lies only in the obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, according to the way shown to us by Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. When this message penetrates the heart, then the whole world has got no value for a person. Then you are not worried of any kingdom, you are not worried of any position, you are not worried of any honor. You are more worried, like Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhu. And our Dada says beautiful the poem and beautiful advice. Jis fiza mein bhi raho, jahan mein bhi raho, hamesha mere taqwa salamat rahe, sunnat ki paaband rahe. That now a person is worried all the time, wherever I can be in the world, whatever the condition may be also, that all the time I should love with taqwa. That Allah Ta'ala should be pleased with me. I shouldn't be living in the disobedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for a moment. And I can only be in the obedience of Allah if I am according to the sunnah of Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam. When this message penetrates the heart, then a person is not worried of the artificial enjoyment and glitter of this world. And then a person in his heart, what he has got, sukoon e jaha tum kaha dhoonte ho. Sukoon e jaha hai nizam-e-madina mein. That where the whole world is looking today for peace and contentment and ease and comfort, that Allah Ta'ala has kept it only in one place, and that is in the way of life of Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Today, unfortunately, we have lost our peace and contentment of the heart because we are looking for it everywhere else besides where it is. It lies only in the beautiful way of life of Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and for that Allah has made the system that kunu masajikin, be with the true righteous servants of Allah, where you will learn about the sunnah of Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The love of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam sunnah should penetrate our hearts, the greatness, and then we should make a firm intention and effort to practice upon it and make ishaat and spread it throughout the world. When a person has got this, then what enjoyment he is in, he can't explain. Whether he is alone, he is in a different enjoyment and splendor. Whether he is sitting with company also, he is still in a different enjoyment, because he is all the time in the thoughts of Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam and in the thoughts of Allah Rabbul Izzat. Hazrat finally teaches us, Ho Azad Akhtar Ghame Do Jahan Se, Jo ho jaye dil se ghulam-e Madina. If you want to be free from all the shackles of this world and all the worries and the turmoils of not just this world, the real worry and concern is of the year after. That is where we will really need the support of our beloved Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So Hazrat says, become the true slave of Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam. In other words, make an effort to learn the sunnahs of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, to try and bring it in my life, all our lives, and be conscious about this. We have to make dua, beg Allah Ta'ala, make istighfar and tawbah, and we have to see how much durood do we read upon Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Allah give us tawfiq in that.
Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Nuhmaduhu wa nasalli ala rasulihil kareem. Amma ba'd. Reading from the kitab Hayatul Muslimin, How Should the Muslim Live His Life, and through these a'mal and actions, inshallah, Allah Ta'ala will raise the ummah again from the dregs and from where we have fallen. She will bring these a'mal into our lives. The first one was to have proper iman in Islam, proper aqidah and beliefs. Number two, to gain the knowledge of deen. And number three, reciting and teaching the Quran and Majid. Continuing, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, he who recites the Quran, memorizes it, accepts its halal as halal and haram as haram, that is, his belief in these matters are correct, Allah Ta'ala will enter him into Jannah and accept his intercession on behalf of 10 such people of his family upon whom entering into Jahannam had become incumbent. This means that Allah Ta'ala will forgive them because of his intercession. The significance of committing the Quran and Majid to memory mentioned in this hadith is far greater than the one mentioned in the earlier hadith. Amongst one's family members, the closest to one are one's parents. Hence, in terms of the assurance of intercession stated in the hadith, the Hafiz's intercession for his parents is a certainty. Parents should now realize the tremendous importance and advantage of making their children hufaz of the Quran and Majid. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, hearts of people also corrode like steel rust when exposed to moisture. Someone asked, oh Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, what is its polish? Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam replied, remembering death in abundance and recitation of the Quran. Hazrat Jabir radiallahu anhu said, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam once came to us while we were engaged in reciting the Quran. Amongst us were some village folk and non-Arabs, that is, some people who are not able to recite the Quran Sharif properly. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, continue reciting. All are reciting well. From this it will be realized that even if one lacks the ability to recite superbly, one should continue reciting so that the heart becomes adorned. Those who have the ability to recite superbly should not look down upon those who lack the ability. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam encouraged all to recite the Quran in Majid, even if the recitation is not up to the correct standard. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, he who listens to even a single ayat being recited by another obtains such a virtue which perpetually multiplies, that is, it increases in sawab continuously. The one who recited the ayat will on the day of Qiyamah find the recited ayat in the form of a nur, which will be of greater value and significance than the virtue which accrued to the one who listened to the recitation. Note, if one is unable to recite, one should always listen to the recital of others. Such listening is rewarded with considerable sawab. There is absolutely no difficulty involved in the obtaining of such great reward by a simple method, just by listening. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, continue reciting the Quran, because on the day of Qiyamah, it will appear as an intercessor for the reciter. The intercession of the Quran will result in the reciter being pardoned. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, on the day of Qiyamah, the Quran Sharif will petition Allah Ta'ala to cloak the one who has recited it with garments of honor and respect. A crown of honor will be placed on the head of the reciter. The Quran will then petition Allah Ta'ala to shower his pleasure on the reciter. Allah Ta'ala will then become pleased with him. The reciter will then be asked to recite the Quran in Majid, thereby attaining higher ranks of elevation. In reward for each ayat, a virtue will accrue to him. Another hadith as well describes the elevation of ranks by means of reciting the Quran in Majid in the year after. The hadith says, continue climbing higher and higher in rank with your recitation in the same way as you recited with care and concern on earth. Your abode of reciting is located at that rank attained with the last ayat recited. One should now reflect and take advantage of this great treasure in store in the Akhirat by striving in the recitation of the Quran and Majid. Effort should be made to secure this wonderful wealth for one's offspring. If one experiences difficulty in memorizing or in reciting, one should never lose hope and give up recitation. Even reciting in such circumstances is highly meritorious, as explained earlier. If unable to commit the Quran to memory, then merely recite it by way of Nazira. Impart this recitation to others as well. The rewards are very, very great.
الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. We'll just read today a bit from a kitab of Maulana Abu al-Hasan Nadawi Rahmatullah Ali, the kitab Maghribi Thaqafat or Mulhidana Afkar Ka Nufuz or Uske Asbab, the Western culture and the atheistic thoughts which have come into us and the causes of these atheistic thoughts that have come into us and with regard to the Western culture. Apni jaan par jabar karke zaroor par hai. The person writes here, yeah, this is not from the kitab, but he says that read this, force yourself to read it. It may be hard for you to accept it, but force for yourself to read it aur aage zaroor share kare and pass it on to others also. Ke kis tarah hum ghulami ki zanjeeron mein jagre hue hain. That how we are chained in the chains of slavery of the West. Their caste culture, their way of life, etc. Maulana Nadawi ki basirat afroz tahrir. This is a great, it has got great insight in it, and Maulana wrote this perhaps between 50 and 70 years ago. Parhenge to huruf aasu bante jayenge. As we will read it, we will see that every letter becomes a tear for us. But hopefully that we can tear today, our tears also don't come out. At least if the heart can tear and we can feel it. Ey Musalmano, kya tum sunte ho? O Muslims, are you listening? Maghrib ke darzgaon, tehqiqati idaro aur ilmi margazo se musalsal ek awaz humse mukhatab hai. From the Western educational institutes, from their think tanks, and from their centers of education, continuously this one voice is coming out and it is addressing us. They are telling us a lesson, not actually verbally or physically, practically, but this is the message that is coming through. Magar afsos koi us par tawajjuh nahi deta. But unfortunately, nobody is listening to it. Kisi ka khoon josh nahi marta. And nobody, no josh, nothing comes in our blood that we feel we have to do something. Aur kisi ki ghairat nahi jaagti. And nobody's shame is coming alive. Ye awaz kehti hai. What is that sound that is coming? What are they saying? Ey Musalmano, O Muslims. Ey hamari ghulamo, O our slaves. That is what they are saying. They are from the West, they are screaming out and they are calling us, oh, our slaves, suno, listen. Tumhare iqbal ke din guzar gaye. Your days of honor and respect are gone. Tumhare ilm ke kwe sukh gaye. Your wells of knowledge have dried up. Aur tumhare iqtidar ka suraj doob gaya. And your leadership and you had government, you ruled, all that the sun of that has set down. So the Muslims were ruling over Spain, they were ruling over India, they were ruling so everywhere. But today, even in their own lands, they are not ruling also. Aur tumhe hukumrani aur sultani se kya vaasta? What have you got now to do with leadership and with ruling? Tumhare bazo abshal ho gaye. Your sides, your arms have become paralyzed, useless. Aur tumhare talware zang alood. Your swords, there is rust on your swords. You are not using your swords. Ab hum tumhare Ab hum tumhare aqa aur tum sab hamare ghulam ho. Now we are your leaders, your rulers, your bosses, and all of you today are our slaves. Today Muslims everywhere, whether it is the government, whether it is the rulers, we are slaves of the West. And even we might blame the governments and that, but we, as we will read here, we also have become the slaves. دیکھو ہم نے سر سے پاؤں تک کیسا تمہاری اپنی غلامی کے سانجے میں ڈھالا ہے. سی ہاؤ وی ہیو میڈ یو فرام ہیڈ ٹو ٹو دیٹ یو آر آور سلیوز اینڈ یو آر جسٹ فلفل لونگ آور وے آف لائف. ٹوڈے وی لک ایٹ آور ڈریسنگ فرام ہیڈ ٹو ٹو اینڈ ہی ایکسپلینز فردر آلسو دیٹ ہاؤ دیٹ فرام ہیڈ ٹو ٹو وی آر دا سلیوز وی آر ڈریسنگ لائک دیم. ہمارے لباس پہن کر اور ہماری زبان بول کر اور ہمارے طور طریقے اختیار کر کے تمہارے سر فخر سے بلند ہو جاتے ہیں. سیز دیٹ یو آر ویئرنگ آور کلوتھس ٹوڈے اینڈ وی ٹیک اٹ ایز اٹس رائٹ نتھنگ رانگ ویئرنگ ویسٹرن کلوتھس. وی کال اٹ کیژول کلوتھس وی آر بٹ اٹس ناٹ سنت کلوتھس. We are dressing like them and talking their language today. Today, whether our language is Gujarati, whether it is Meman, whether it is any language, we are not speaking our language. We are speaking English in our homes everywhere. And we all have to admit that whose language you speak, you are the followers of those people. And today we are all speaking their language. And our way of life, we have chosen their way of life. Everything, our whole culture, sports must be in our lives, entertainment must be in our lives, outings must be in our lives, holidays must be in our lives. That isn't an Islamic way of life, but we have opted, and we don't even think of it. It's nothing wrong also. It's the right thing. It's a normal thing for us. To live their way of life is a normal thing for us. تمہارے سر فخر سے بلند ہو جاتے ہیں. تمہارے سر فخر سے بلند ہو جاتے ہیں. اینڈ وین یو ڈریس لائک دس وی لو دیئر لائف وی آر پراؤڈ وی آر ڈوئنگ تھنگز رائٹ. سمبڈی ہو ول بی لونگ اکارڈنگ ٹو سنت ٹوڈے وی ول لک ڈاؤن اپون دیٹ پرسن. سمبڈی ہو ول سٹ آن دا فلور اینڈ ایٹ سمبڈی ہو ول ڈریس اکارڈنگ ٹو سنت وی ول فائنڈ فالٹ. But when we dress like them, then we are proud. We are now also smart. Our dressings, our meetings, our outings, our traveling, everything will be how their way of life is. Tumhare chote chote masoom bacche, jab hamare qaumi nishan aur mazhabi shiar tie laga kar school jate hain, تو اس لباس کو دیکھ کر کیسا تمہارا دل خوش ہوتا ہے. When your innocent little children, when they wear what is our culture and what is our religious sign, that is the cross, they wear the tie. The tie is actually a sign of the cross. And also, it is their culture and their way. When our children are dressed like that, the school uniform, then he says that how happy don't your hearts become. And if a person, today we dress like them, we are happy. Our children dress like them, we are happy. And if they have to dress like a Muslim, if a girl has to go with hijab to school, etc., with parda, niqab, then we have got a problem. Hum bewakoof nahi the. These people, they say, we were not stupid. ہم تمہارے دل اور دماغ کو اپنا غلام بنا چکے تھے. وی ہیو میڈ یور مائنڈ یور تھنکنگ یور باڈیز وی میڈ یو آور سلیوز. یو آر تھنکنگ یو آر ڈوئنگ یور تھنگ بٹ یو آر فلی یور مائنڈ تھنکس لائک آور تھنکنگ. یور باڈیز آر لائک آور باڈیز ہاؤ وی وانٹ دیم ٹو بی. اب تم ہمارے آنکھوں سے دیکھتے ہو. ناؤ یو آر سیئنگ وتھ آور آئیز ہاؤ دے آر سیئنگ لائف. You must have insurance, you must have all the things what they say, that is what our things are today. Hamare kaano se sunte ho, and you listen with our ears today. Today, when we hear about hadith, we got a doubt. We hear about scientific research, we 100%. Medicine says this, science says this. And what the hadith is saying, what the Quran is saying, that doesn't make sense to us. Aur hamare dimag se sochte ho, your thinking is also like ours now. We thinking all for dunya, how to save ourselves from death, how to save ourselves from illnesses. Whereas the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum, they gave their lives, they put their lives in front in order to save deen. And we today, to save our lives, we are sacrificing our deen. We are giving away our deen. Ab tumhari wujud mein tumhara apna kuch nahi. Now they are saying, you have got nothing in your lives now. You are not yourselves anymore. What a mu'min was, what a Muslim was, today we haven't got that at all. Ab tum har shoba zindagi mein hamare muhtaj ho. And not only that, but how true, in every department of life, he says, you are fully dependent on us. And this they are extending all the time also. Like for example, our fruit. Now, that most of our fruit now is coming without seeds. Now that they are controlling. When they want to give the seeds, they will give it. And when they don't want to give the seeds anymore, they won't give it. So we are dependent upon them in every way. Tumhare gharon mein hamare taur tareeqe hain. In your homes, it is our culture. Whether it is your sofas, your settees, your beds, your cupboards, everything, your stoves, your fridges, it's all their culture. Today we take it as natural, it's part of life, nothing wrong. But this is all fully Western culture. And we are all fully engrossed in that. If we don't have that, then we can't live. And if we have to go and see, where will we find that really in an Islamic system? Tumhare dimagon mein hamare afkar hai. And in your minds, our what we think, that is there. How to live it up. Today, a boy, a girl also, she must have a degree, she must earn, and she must go out to work. We must have insurance, we must have medical aid, we must have all that. What all their worry was, all that 100% is our worry now. And all what they think and what they promote, all that is in our lives now fully. Tumhare schoolon aur collegeon mein hamari murattab kiya hua nisab hai. The schools you attend and the colleges you go to, it is all our syllabus. What we want to, we teach you. So much so that today we accept also Darwin's theory of evolution. It's been taught in the schools. We have been taught the Big Bang theory. We accept it also. Everything, but abortion is right, it's been taught there. So we also, our people who are going there, they are accepting it. A doctor cannot be a doctor until he does not agree. If somebody comes to him for abortion, he has to do the abortion. So all their things are fully in our lives also. Tumhare bazaaron mein hamara saman hai. And in your bazaars, your shops, your own shops, all their things we are selling. And we are selling all the things which are even, how many places, even haram things we are selling. And they have put all these things almost into everything. And today we regard that as like neutral things. We are selling so many things, their fashion things, their brand names. We will be selling how many places. Muslim people are selling even liquor. Easter egg time, they are selling the Easter eggs, Easter buns. All these things, all their things are in our shops also. Jebo mein hamara sikka hai. And in your pockets is our money. Their money, what is? That is sitting in your pockets, in your wallets. Now you are sitting with your credit cards and with the chip that will come. Everything of theirs, our whole system, they've totally overtaken us. We are just like puppets. Nothing we is of our own. We are fully just under them. And so sad that we don't even have that knowledge. It wasn't long ago when our currency was running. But the whole details, how they changed it. Malaysia tried a few times until now also to try and have our Muslim people's currency and not go on their currency. But today their currency dominates everything. And everything of ours is run exactly how they want us to do. We do our accounting how they want us to do. Everything of ours is what they teach us and how they tell us to do. تم ہمارے حکم سے کیسے سرتابی کر سکتے ہو؟ اینڈ ٹوڈے یو کین ناٹ گو اگینسٹ آور ویز اینڈ آور ٹیچنگس ان دا لیز بٹ وی ہیو کمپلیٹ کنٹرول اوور یو اینڈ وتھ آل دا تھنگس ٹوڈے ہاؤ دے مانیٹر آور فونس آر مانیٹرڈ آور ایوری تھنگ اینڈ دا ٹائم ول کم وین ایوری موومنٹ آف آورس دے ہیو گاٹ فل کنٹرول اینڈ دے مانیٹر ایوری تھنگ آف آورس تم اربوں اور خربوں روپیے کے ہمارے قرض دار ہو تمہاری معیشت ہمارے قبضے میں ہے یو آر بائی دا ملینس اینڈ بلینس یو آر انڈیٹڈ ٹو آس دے وی ہیو ٹیکن لونز فرام دا ورلڈ بینک آل دا مسلم کنٹریز آلسو آلموسٹ آل سو دے جسٹ کنٹرول آس ہو یو ٹیک اے لون فرام یو آر انڈیٹڈ ٹو دیٹ پرسن دیٹ پرسن کنٹرولز ایوری تھنگ آف یورس اینڈ دوز ڈیٹس آر گیون وتھ کنڈیشنز آلسو ٹوڈے گورنمنٹس گو وتھ کیپ ان ہینڈ اینڈ دے وانٹ ٹو دے ہیپی وین دے گیٹ اے لون اینڈ بٹ دیٹ لونز آر آل وتھ سو مچ آف کنڈیشنز اینڈ دے انسلیو دا ہول نیشن When Kenya, in those years, and it's a continuous thing happening, nothing new or hidden. When Kenya got their independence, they built an airport for them, which they never needed also. Such a big airport. The country was happy, we got such a big airport, and what a modern, up-to-date airport we have got. And at that time in Africa, perhaps no other country had an airport like that. And then they were indebted, which they had to pay off now. And five, six generations paid that debt. And the debt just increased all the time. The debt doesn't come down, it just increases all the time. And after all this, they came and with a big gathering, they showed the great favor that we now writing off that debt. After taking so much more money, with the interest, compound interest, how much? And now they showed a great ehsan and favor that we are writing off this debt, and everyone now singing their praises. What big fools they have made of us. Tumhare mandiya hamare rahm aur karam par hai, and all your business places are also all, when we want to, we will put sanctions. You don't agree to anything what we say, you can't import anymore, you can't export anymore. We will control all your business places also. Aur tumhare sari tijarate idare subah uthte hi hamare sikke ko salam karte hain. And all your business centers, from the morning, they have to salute our currency. Today, America is so much in debt, but the dollars, they are just printing dollars one way. And the dollar's price, really, if in reality, it should be below zero also. But the dollar's price all the time, just going up all the time. Tumhe apne jawano par bara naaz tha. Tum kehte the, there was a time when the Muslims had great hope and they were very proud of their youth. That what great youth we have got. Zara nam ho to ye mitti bari zarkhez hai saqi. Just let a little bit of rain fall, light rain, and this farm of ours, of our youth, see how it will be lush and how what great youth we will produce. What happened to that youth of ours? And if in the history of Islam, Muhammad ibn Qasim and lot of others, great, great people who were so young, the youth of the Ummah, and what great achievements they have done. But today, that same youth that the Muslim nation was proud about, to suno, listen, us zarre khair zameen ko humne heroin bhare cigarette, shahwat angez tasveero, and now what we gave them? We gave them drugs. And we gave them all with nudity and immorality, all on the TVs, all on the internet, all the filth and dirt. Today we have destroyed your youth completely. And there is no hope today from our house. We just hear the worst of evil things from our youth. بے جان خیز زنا کے مناظر سے لبریز فلم میں. اینڈ ناٹ اونلی دیٹ بٹ آل اڈلٹری اینڈ ورس اموریلٹی اینڈ ایون ورس ہومو سیکچویلٹی اینڈ لیسبینزم آل ان دا فلمز دے آر ٹیچنگ اینڈ دا یوتھ آف ٹوڈے ٹیکنگ گریٹ جوائے ان دیٹ اے تھنگ وچ از آرٹیفیشل which is fiction, which is not real. And what is happening on the screen, what is happening on the picture, and they taking enjoyment of that. How stupid they have made, stupid and more stupid and more stupid. But as it says in the front, on top at the beginning, our eyes don't open. We don't listen. We have got nothing left in us. ہیرو سے زر کا آب شور شامل کر کے بنجر کر دیا ہے. اینڈ ناؤ جسٹ ود دا گریڈ آف بیکمنگ آف ہیونگ منی ڈوئنگ دس ڈگری دیٹ ڈگری دس بزنس آل دا ٹائم جسٹ اکوائرنگ منی آل دیٹ از کمپلیٹلی ڈسٹرائڈ اس ٹو اکوائر کوالٹیز آف ایمان qualities of being truth, of helping somebody, of being kind to somebody, serving somebody, all those qualities which really made a nation and which made a person, all those are completely gone. Now it is just to make money all the time and just all the things of this world. And what of this world? Of the Western things. To have all their kite, to drive, a person is proud the type of car he's driving, that he's got this, he's got that, all my firearms, what type of firearms I've got, all their things, our whole life is just in their thing, their sports. All the type of sports, the person is proud about what all fishing tackle he has got, and all his bicycle that he goes for cycling, what kind of bicycles he's got, all their way of life, and we are very proud about all those things. Tumhe apne afwaj par bhi bara ghamand tha. You are very proud of your armies also. At one time, the Muslim army, and not so long ago, 100 years ago, the Khilafat-e-Uthmani, and before that, all the Muslim armies, what they were and what they had. Ab jao, now go and see. Apni fauj ke asliha, khano ko dekho. Go and see now all your weapons, what you have got. 100% is their weapons. They sell it to us at high prices, but it is under their control. We cannot, the governments, Muslim governments can't use it without their permission. Though it is sold to them. And that also they make us such great fools. At one time, government of Pakistan bought F-16 jet fighters. After how many years then only they delivered it, when it was outdated. When it was, they took the money at the beginning, and then when it was completely outdated, then they delivered it. So they control us even in that aspect totally. Agar hum haath rokte, to tumhara sara nizam darham barham ho jaye. What all your army and what all that old stocks of theirs, they take out, and when they have got extra stocks, they just make a war somewhere, and then all that stocks of theirs. Of their weapons are used there, and when they give all these old stocks of theirs, they have given to the Muslim countries, so-called Muslim countries, and that also under their control, they can't use it also of their own. Ab tum baghair humse ijazat liye kisi par fauj kashi nahi kar sakte. Now the whole system is such that no country can go to war with another country without their permission. They control also. Even if they want to fight amongst themselves, they control it. And that whole, the army is under their control. All the weapons are under their control. Bosnia or Iraq ke hashar ko hamesha yaad rakhna. And they say, don't forget what we did in Iraq and Bosnia. With the ISIS thing, what a big fool they have made. How many Muslims' lives have been taken. And all just totally in vain. For nothing whatsoever. Muslims killing Muslims all the time. How they control us in all these things. Jao, go. اب عافیت اس میں ہے کہ جو طرز حیات اور طرز حکومت ہم نے تمہاری سکھایا ہے اس پہ سر منہ انحراف نہ کرنا. Now go, the way of life we have taught you, what we dictate to you, not one hair's breadth must you go against that. And now we are seeing presently everything what they dictate to us, we fully have to accept it. We can't go one, but whoever goes against it, he's a stupid. He's a person who is irresponsible. He's a person who doesn't know reality. He's not taking life serious. Everything is against him. Every bit we have to listen to them. Khabardar, a warning they sound. Hamari ghulami se nikalne ki koshish na karna. Don't ever dream also. Think about coming out of our slavery. اور ہمیں امید بھی ہے یہی ہے کہ تم برسوں تک ایسا نہ کر سکو گے اینڈ وی نو آلسو دیٹ ناؤ یو کانٹ کم آؤٹ آف آور سلیوری وی آر کنٹرولنگ یو ایوری تھنگ آف یورز از انڈر آور کنٹرول کیونکہ جتنے اس کوشش کی محرکات ہو سکتے تھے یعنی ایمان کی پختگی For all those things that could go against their system and their way of life, we have destroyed all that. For one, for example, the power of Iman, we have taken it out. Today our trust is not on Allah. Our trust is on material things. Our trust is not on the Akhirat. Our trust is in dunya. Our trust is not on Quran and Hadith. Our trust is on fiction, on science books, on maths books. On all other things, the Quran, Hadith, are real things, is not there. Iman. Josh Jihad. Today to take Jihad, Muslims will say, how can you talk about Jihad? The non-Muslims, the governments are saying, but we are saying, don't, you mustn't use the word Jihad. All the Islamic teachings of Islamic inheritance also we don't want to abide by. Then the capital punishment for a person who commits adultery, etc., to be stoned to death, we think of it today as wrong. So they have changed all that. Values of Islam are totally eroded and they are taken out from us. Baligh nazri, to have proper thinking. Today we have become very, very light. Our thinking, a person who thinks very good is who thinks according to their lines. And that all the things with regard to the virus and every what they fear is what they put into us. That panic they put in. A person who speaks on that line, and today our good learned people also speak on that line. And a person who speaks against it, this person, there is something really wrong with that person. That this bimari is in the hands of Allah. That if Allah wishes, you can get sick. If Allah doesn't, you will never get sick. And if Allah doesn't want, it's everything. Today that doesn't make sense. All this you have to be very, very careful. All the distancing and all the sanitization, without that, you're going to die. What is going to happen to you? Ghairat-e-deen. And today about deen, the worry about deen, that what is happening about deen. Today a person will say that you must your namaz. How could you do that? That's a small thing. But any other thing, you don't dress like them, you don't live like them, you don't socialize like them, then that is a big problem. But our deen, mixing, man and woman mix, and talk and joke and so much so, hugging one another, also very innocently, we don't mean anything. And it's nothing wrong also, kissing one another and hugging one another, all that is common and that is correct. And if somebody has to say, you have to have a parda, man and woman, Muslim wedding, and there you say man must be one side, woman must be one side, is a big problem. It's not with non-Muslims, but our own Muslim people. And there it's a big problem. Ghairat-e-deen, wo sab humne tumhare danishwaro, mufakkiro aur alimo se dunya ke chand asais cheeze dekar khareed liye hai. All the things we have sold it, we have bought it out from all your intelligent people. From all your people who could think and hear some, even from your alims, we just gave them few things of dunya, some name, fame, some position, and we bought it out from them, and they also haven't got it. If they haven't got it, where is the ummah going to have these things? Humne tumhare auraton ko TV ke zariye se behayai ke targhib dekar, and your women, through the TV, we have made them shameless. They have lost all their shame. سنگار و آرائش حسن کا بہترین سامان دے کر ان کی چادر اتروا دی ہے. And what we have done, that all the beauty, the all the things of beauty which they want, what they use? Makeup and all those things we gave them, and that they have given up their parda now. Now they have to show their beauty everywhere. And what things our women are doing also, what their lives have become. تمہارے مردوں کو اوریا اور فحش پھل میں دکھا کر ان کی مردانگی کی جھر کاٹ دی ہے. اینڈ یور مین وی شو دیم آل فلسی فلمس اینڈ فلسی فلسی سینس اینڈ وی ڈسٹروئڈ دی مین ہوڈ آلسو اینڈ ٹوڈے آل دی تھنک از جسٹ آف سیٹسفائنگ دی لفٹ. واٹ از بریوری, واٹ از اسٹینڈنگ فار دی نیشن, واٹ از اسٹینڈنگ فار دی کمیونٹی, دیز تھنگس آلسو آر ٹوٹلی لاسٹ. پرسن جسٹ لیوز فار ہمسیلف, for his own comfort, for his own ease, and he doesn't think. Whereas Muslims were those that he will deprive himself and he will see to his family, he will see to his community. But today we just live for ourselves. How we can get more? Today our greed is so much that everything we want from everyone. And stinginess is so much, nothing of our mine I must give to anyone. And whatever anyone else has got, I must get it also. What I got, I mustn't give anyone. This is all their way of life, animals' way of life. And what is the, we read Hayatu Sahaba, we read what the lives of the Sahaba, we read of our elders and buzurgs, what kind of life they lead. Ab tumhari yahan koi Khalid, koi Tariq, koi Salahuddin aur koi Tipu paida nahi ho sakta. And they say, now forget that your Khalid ibn Walid will be born again, or Sultan Tipu will be born again, or Tariq ibn Jabal will be born again, Salahuddin, all these great people, we before the Muslim Ummah, our youth, this is what they used to produce. But today they say, forget it, it's gone now. Or suno, and further he says, hum ihsan faramosh nahi, and we don't forget your favors which you have done for us. You have showed us lot of favors, and what are those favors? Just imagine what he says. Tumhare qaum ke kuch ihsan bhi hum par hai. Your people, some favors are also upon us. What are those favors? Khaas taur par tumhare ulama ke. Your ulama have done great favors to us. Unhone apni masjidon aur madrasaton mein بیٹھ کر ایک دوسرے کی تکفیر کر کے آپس میں لڑا کر ہماری تہذیب, ہمارے فلسفے کی اشاعت کی. By calling one another kafir and by fighting one another and all fighting among themselves, the ulama especially, all this, you made our work easy. We didn't have to do this. You did our work and you weakened yourself, and we came and imposed ourselves on you. So you have done great favors to us, we say thank you. That you did all this for us, you fought amongst yourself, destroyed yourself, and you made everything more easier for us. Wafkar ke liye rasta saaf kya? Tumhare danishwaron aur mufakkiron ne tarakki yafta aur madan kehlane ke shauk mein, and then your intelligent people and your philosophers, the Muslims, just to be called modern, and just to that we are progressive. Today a person in a position, I'm modern, I'm progressive, I'm teaching the nation, I'm teaching the Muslims, you must become modern. Just for that, mulhid or zindiq bankar, nojwano ke dil aur dimaag mein humse behtar tariqe se utar kar apne mazhab se baghawat par uksaya. And what did you do? You brought in your community atheism, zindiq, to disbelieve and to go against the commands of Allah Ta'ala. And this you fixed it in your youth, and you have put it in a strong way in your youth. Today our youth all think in that way. In all these evil ways, it is our people who are our philosophers, who are our leaders, they made our youth like this. ہم سے اتار کر اپنے مذہب سے بغاوت پر اکسایا. اینڈ ٹوڈے آور اون یوتھ آر گوئنگ اگینسٹ آور دین. and they don't want to follow the deen, and they feel that I'm dressed in this way, my haircut is like that, and my hair is dyed in this way, and the clothes that I'm wearing, etc., and the way that I'm going on my 4x4, or the way I'm going on my off-road bike, all these things, I'm somebody, I'm going for fishing, I'm going for 1 week on a fishing trip, I'm going to see the World Cup in that country, all these things, all the youth think, oh, these are the things we must follow, our big people are doing all these things, these are the things that we must follow. Tumhare sahiban iqtidar apne sare wasail, tumhare be haya, be khairat, be deen, buniyad parast aur dehshat gird banane ke liye hamari hi isharon par istemal karte aate hain. And all your people of position, who are all your political leaders, your people in your position, and all people who have got control of things, we made them all shameless also. And we took away deen from them. They haven't got deen in their lives. And the basis of their life was dunya. The more dunya you got, and the more your name and fame is in this dunya, and the more you have got, you have become like terrorists. And to call people who follow deen, to call them terrorists. All this type of things you made, and all they are being used by us, by our ishara. We just make a sign. ISIS 100% they're making. And how they made it. They make our countries fight with one another. Everything of theirs. Hum in sabke shakir shukar guzar hai. We are thankful to you for this. That you did our work. We didn't have to do it. You people did our work for us. Tumhare mazhab ne kaise kaise pabandiya tum par laga rakhi thi. Your deen has put so much control on you to keep you in your place. But all the things, ye haram, wo haram, ye jaiz, wo najaiz. The deen taught us, this is haram, that is not permissible, this is not right, that is not right. All the conditions to protect us, deen had put it. And how they came and broke all that. You must live a free life. You don't need all intermingling that this is haram, interest is haram, this is haram, gambling is haram, all that, all your deen put that, they made us take out all that. And today that music is also permissible, TV is also permissible, women coming and talking in public and in that way of theirs, all that you have to do. Zindagi ke raahe tum par tang kar di thi. Your life, they said that Islam and the Muslims and the true ulama made your life hard for you. Humne tumhe zindagi ka ek naya raasta dikhaya. We showed you a new way of life. A life of freedom, that you can do just what you want to. You don't have to listen to your parents. You don't have to listen to your ustads also. You don't have to listen to anyone. What we tell you, we have given you freedom. And all this is just carrying on all the time. Aur tumhe haram aur halal ki qaid se azad kar diya. And we took out all this halal and haram business. You must just eat and do what you want to. And unfortunately, the vast majority, almost the whole ummah is in all these things. Kya tum us par hamara shukar ada na karo? Are you not thankful to us? Today we feel they are the right people. That what the Maulvis are saying, what the right things of deen, these people are keeping us back. And these people, they are showing us, your business you can do, you take loans from the bank, you do this, you do that, all bonds and everything, and then you can progress in life. So, eh Muslimano, eh Hamari Ghulamo, kya tum sunte ho, O Muslims, O our slaves, are you listening what we have done to you? Allah Ta'ala make us understand and make us come right. And now also with tawbah, istighfar and turning to Allah Ta'ala, and how much we can bring true deen into our lives, that is our only solution. Otherwise, where we are now, we are going even further. We are right at the bottom, we are going further also. And they are going to destroy us completely in everything. Allah make it that we think of who we are and how we can come back on our deen and our youth, that we don't destroy them anymore. We make them come onto the right path and the true values of deen. Today our children, namaz, where is namaz? Where is our Islamic way of life? What are their thoughts? Any child, a child becoming hafiz, What is his thought? Today the children who are becoming alims, what are their thoughts also? So all this, the whole thinking is totally Western. Outwardly, little bit on an occasion, very long kurta they will wear, but under everything else what is there. In their heart what is there, that is something else. Allah guide us to righteousness, have mercy on us, that if this conditions which are now, if they don't wake us up and let us make tawbah and come on deen, then Allah knows, Allah gave us still an opportunity that we can make tawbah and turn to Allah. May Allah give us all tawfiq, inshallah.